Welcome to Marcel's Margarita Madness, the podcast for margarita and tequila lovers. Without further ado, here's your host, the madman of margaritas himself, Marcel Brown.
Welcome back to Marcel's Margarita Madness. I am your host, the madman of margaritas, Marcel Brown. If you listened to the last episode, you know that my lady Jenny and I have been doing videos online, taste testing various tequilas. And last episode, I did some audio from those videos, compiled them into one podcast episode covering Blanco tequilas. And so I'm going to continue with that trend for this episode. This episode, we are going to taste four different Reposado tequilas. And as before, so these videos that I record were on my iPhone, so the audio is a little different sounding than what you're hearing now, but I think you'll still get some enjoyment from listening to us taste test these different Reposados. And again, also, you're going to get the perspective of myself, who's a more experienced tequila drinker, and also Jenny, who is a little less experienced, but learning as well. So you get both of our perspectives. Anyway, so let's move on. Our first Reposado is Three Amigos Reposado.
Three Amigos.
All right. Today we're going to taste test Three Amigos tequila. And if you noticed on the bottle, it is 100% agave. It's hard to tell there, but it is 100% agave. I found this relatively cheap at Total Wine, and let's give it a try, see what it's like. I've never heard of it before. So first, without ice, and this is a Reposado, and it pours pretty slowly.
Look how tiny that neck.
Yeah. All right, let's not waste a drop. Let's see what we get here. I would say not a lot of notes to the smell of it. It's
a little
earthy. I'm not even really getting much of sweetness in it, at least from the aroma. So, all right, well, let's see what it tastes like. Earthiness and peppery is what I get.
Definitely more peppery
than the last one you tasted, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Forgot. Different video.
Yeah.
The other one was this one. No, I like it. I tend to prefer Reposados anyway because they tend to be a little more smooth, and this one is smoother just on the get-go. Oh,
there's something on the finish that I got, almost like a slight fruit, maybe. Gotta save some for the ice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna go ahead and pour over ice.
Let's pour it over ice.
Let it start chilling.
It's a nice, for never having heard of it before, it's nice. I'd say it probably would work in a margarita.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that sometime. Over the ice, don't really smell much.
Smells the same. I get more of the pepper smell over ice.
Yeah.
I think that wakes up more of the pepper on the smell.
If you get in there real close, you do get more of the pepper. The alcohol kind of, sometimes when you get real close to a tequila, not on ice, you get that alcohol kind of in your nose. This one, the ice kind of kills that. So anyway, let's see. That little bit of almost like melon fruitiness comes out now with the ice.
Yeah, it makes it, almost, I would say cantaloupe, like specifically cantaloupe. Like.
Mm-hmm. So, Three Amigos, I'd say it's pretty good.
Yep.
Give it a try.
Drink it again.
The next Reposado tequila we tried was Camarena Reposado.
All right, we're going to taste test some Camarena Reposado.
I love the smell of this one.
It's one of my favorites.
You can
for margaritas mostly. It's kind of just you get
this one's sweeter.
A sweet smell with just a little alcohol.
Yeah, it doesn't like burn your nose when you sniff it, which is just the worst with the Blancos.
For a Reposado, it's got a fair amount of oakiness to it. It's got, you know, good warmth to it.
Pepper on the front.
Yeah, a little bit of a spice. It's not as sweet as it smells, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Let's try it on ice.
Gotta say, doing these taste tests, not the worst thing on earth.
Not at all.
Mmm. I like that. I like it better on ice. Less peppery. Takes away the, for me.
It kind of, almost get a little smokiness with the ice.
Yeah, I see that.
Which is unusual for tequila. Almost has shades of mezcal. But anyway, Camarena Reposado is one of my favorites for use in a margarita, and it's apparently pretty good as a sipper as well.
Oh yeah, definitely would.
We have two more Reposados to try in this episode. The next one is Milagro Reposado.
Mm. All right, we're going to taste test some Milagro Reposado. I wish the bottle was full because you can see how nice that color is, the whole bottle. But, you know, I've been drinking it. First,
good stuff.
Not on ice. All right. Okay. Kind of get an alcohol up front, but then almost like
I smell caramel.
Okay. It's mild.
Not just sweet, but like straight up caramel.
I can see that. Yeah. Like it's a mild sweetness, kind of, I guess, yeah. Kind of like a caramel smell. All right, let's taste it.
That.
It's almost like slick on the tongue.
Yeah, this one's very smooth. Much smoother than the Camarena.
It is very smooth. Not overly sweet. Kind of get a little bit of the oakiness. Like,
I think it's sweet enough, though. I like it. It's
It's a very nice tequila.
Get it over the ice.
Let's try it over ice now.
Over ice.
I would say the ice doesn't really change.
Maybe I'm smelling the ice. I don't know. I almost got pepper smell with the ice, but maybe it was the ice.
I mean, I can see maybe a little bit more, but just not much
just
of a change.
Just the smell. Yeah, I don't know. The flavor was good, though. The water always, or the ice always seems to smooth it out.
Mm-hmm. Smooths it out a little bit. Makes it easier to... A little easier to drink,
this
still
one
good
gets
flavor.
Even more slick, I think, with the ice. Like you were saying, it was slick on the without ice, but then I think with the ice, it got like.
So anyway, Milagro Reposado, the Blanco is also good. I'll taste test it sometime in the future, but Reposado for sipping, it's a winner.
The last Reposado for this episode is the well-known brand Patron. So let's see how their Reposado fares.
All right, we're going to taste test an old classic, I guess, depending on how you think of it. This is Patron Reposado. As usual, try it without ice first.
I'd have to take smaller sips. There wasn't as much on this one.
Yes, smaller sips, but... Very light.
Very light.
Agave tequila aroma.
Yeah, I didn't really get the normal, like with Reposados, they usually are a little sweeter, smell sweeter or whatever, but I didn't get any of that.
It's what I expect from a Patron. It's light. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of almost a peppery finish.
Yep. I was going to say peppery.
Yeah, it's got the agave flavor. It's a mild, generally a mild tequila, in my opinion.
Nice.
Can't really smell too much.
Nope, I smell ice.
And it might be because just not as much tequila in it, but let's see.
Mm-hmm.
think it changes much.
Mm-mm.
Still got that kind of little bit of a peppery finish.
It was a little smoother because it's cold on the initial hit in the mouth. And then it seems to disappear in the middle. I don't know how else to describe it. There's the initial tequila, what I would call traditional tequila hit at the beginning. And then in the middle, it just kind of disappears. And then all of a sudden there's pepper on this one.
An interesting observation, I'd say. So yeah, in my opinion, Patron's a good tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special. In my opinion, it's a little overpriced for what you're getting, especially when you can have something like Don Julio at about the same price point. So, anyway, it's not a bad tequila. If you have some, it's a good sipper. It's great, works well in margaritas. So there you go, Patron Reposado.
And that wraps up the last Reposado for this episode. To kind of follow up on that Patron, the more tequilas I've tasted recently, it really seems to me that Patron is just a very light tequila, almost just not very robust. And maybe that's why some people like it, because it is easy to drink. But again, as I mentioned in the video, it for the price point, it's just not that great of a tequila. So in a margarita, it's good. Again, it just doesn't really have all that much flavor. So anyway, but it's up to you. Give it a try. That wraps up this Reposado episode. As we did Blancos last time, the next episode will be Añejo, so be on the lookout for that. Hi, I'm Marcel Brown, the Madman of Margaritas. Until next time, salute.
Thank you for listening to Marcel's Margarita Madness. Remember to follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And make sure to check out MarcelsMargaritaMadness.com for extra details on this episode, as well as more mouth-watering Margarita Madness.